We're talking about Generation Drag, the new Discovery Plus Network docuseries about teen drag performers with a Wisconsin connection. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So glad you could be here. The series, it follows five young people speaking candidly about their love of drag, and the parents are navigating how to raise LGBTQ plus kids, and it reveals their worries and apprehensions on how to support them. Join in 800-642-1234. Bailey Mosling of Middleton is 16, transgender, performs as the drag queen Nemo, and is one of the teens profiled in Generation Drag. Bailey, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Good morning. And Dana Mosling, hello, Bailey's mother, licensed professional counselor and marriage and family therapist. Dana, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, Dana, let me start with you. You know, you knew going into a documentary TV project that you'd have to open up your story, your family's story, obviously Bailey's journey of self-expression to film crews and to their writers and producers and their storylines. What went into that decision of allowing Generation Drag into your home and into your life?
Yeah, so it actually was a process that took, I mean, I'm going to guess it was at least 6 months. I think it was actually a little bit longer than that. And during that process, we really got to understand what the point or vision of the producers were in having this documentary series air. And it was a vision that we felt so strongly about that it really made our decision quite easy, right? And they really wanted to make sure that they were able to provide visibility for other queer youth, to help people understand the complexities of raising a, you know, gender nonconforming kiddo in today's culture, and really just showing the joy that these kids have while they are, you know, engaged in their art form of choice, which is drag.
Bailey, what was that like for you to have your drag journey on camera in very public eye, you know, in that public eye for people to judge? And then, you know, even on camera in very sacred spaces like your own bedroom.
Yeah, it was at first, like when the filming started, it was like a little strange. It was just like after the first day, then I felt like way more comfortable opening up to them. And like, I'm already used to like my drag being on like Instagram and Facebook and different newspapers and different things like that. Having my drag be on TV for other people to like judge. I like when people comment like hateful things, it doesn't really affect me that much. And so, like, for me, it wasn't, like, I don't know. It was different, of course. Mm-hmm. But in a way, it wasn't, like, that different, I want to say. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, just such, like, a cool opportunity to have. And I'm just, like, I'm so grateful that I was able to experience it.
Can you, Bailey, describe the premise? And for people who aren't familiar with Dragutante, what it is?
Yeah, so Dragutante, it provides a stage and a safe place for drag youth to explore drag and to perform. It can, like, there will be, like, other drag queens that are there that can help you with, like, your makeup or help you with the wig or help you with your performance, different things like that. There's a little like photo shoot that was real cute, and like the amount of like love from like the audience there, it was just like so unique. Mm-hmm. And like such like a different performance for me, because like I could have gone on stage and just like fell over and like they would have like loved me. Like it was just like so supportive there, and it was just like amazing.
a very accepting experience. And this is a real thing. I mean, this is not just for the TV project. This happens in Denver annually.
Yeah, it hasn't happened for like the past 2 years, because of COVID.
Oh, I see. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, let me reintroduce you both as we talk with Bailey Mosling, a Madison area teen, drag queen, performer, and mother Dana Mosling. As we look at the TV project Generation Drag, you can join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Dana, in this one episode, I watched you invite several adult drag queens from the Madison area into your home for dinner. And, you know, there's a lot of interaction in these scenes. And certainly, you know, I just was wondering how that felt to see that type of older drag queens mentoring Bailey and what that interaction was like.
We are so incredibly lucky. Our family is surrounded by a really fantastic community of other drag artists and performers. And we have been involved in that community since COVID started lifting here in the Dane County area. And all of these performers have really stepped up to support Bailey and support Nemo. During performances, they'll show up at Nemo's shows. They will repost things on Instagram that Nemo is doing.
And so, Nemo, I just want to, for clarifying, Bailey takes on Nemo, which is the female.
Yes,
female drag queen.
Bailey's drag persona is Nemo. Yep. So during the documentary series, it was such a natural thing for us to have them come over and participate in this journey. The documentary is showing Bailey and Nemo as they get ready for this big, huge event in Draguton. And that's something that we most definitely would not have been able to prepare for without the support of the drag community here in Wisconsin.
Bailey, what does it feel like for you to perform as Nemo? What does performing as Nemo mean to you?
For me, it's just like an art form. I am able to have, not always, but for most of my performances that I do, I try to have some sort of like concept. There's like a storyline. I try to give them something that they haven't seen before. I don't know. For me, it is very much an art form. And not only is it an art form, it's like a career for me as well that I want to pursue doing in the future, just because I really enjoy all the like aspects of it. I enjoy the process of it. I enjoy like designing an outfit, finding and like mixing music to like actually like seeing the number on stage. For me, like performing in drag, it's like very magical.
I wonder though, do you feel any sort of peer pressure or societal pressure to do drag, to perform in drag at age 16?
I mean, I wouldn't say that there's pressure, I wouldn't say there's any pressure. It's just like everyone's just so like supportive of me. Like I could stop doing drag and I would still have the community behind my back, and like they would still be supporting me no matter what I do. I just do drag because I find it really enjoyable and it's just super fun for me to do.
Bailey Mosling of Wisconsin, one of five teens featured on the TV series Generation Drag. All six episodes dropped recently on the Discovery Plus network. Dana Mosling also here, Bailey's mom, whose profession is as a clinical family therapist. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Generation Drag on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is Playdate by Melanie Martinez that Wisconsin's own Bailey Mosling uses for a drag performance. Here's a bit. Mosling is part of a new docuseries, explores the lives of five teens who are newly embracing their love of drag and learning to be comfortable in their own skin, find their voice as part of the LGBTQ plus community. Parents interviewed for the TV series show their own acceptance, their own vulnerability. Join in 800-642-1234. The Moslings are here. Mom Dana and Bailey, they're with us for about nine more minutes. Bailey, what draws you to certain songs for your performances?
Well, for me, Melanie Martinez is like an absolute icon. I adore them. They're just like so cool. My hair is like the same as Melanie Martinez's. I'm looking forward to the new album coming out soon. Like, I could perform to any Melanie song and be like totally happy and content and be ready to go on stage in like 5 minutes. Like, I am obsessed.
Are you sure about that?
Okay. Make it like an hour.
Okay.
The fastest I can do my makeup is in 45 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, make it an hour. Make it an hour.
Okay. But it sounds like it's more about what Melanie envelops and the message Melanie has versus what the lyrics or the song sends. Is it more about who Melanie is?
Ooh, I don't know. Melanie, oh, geez. I fan over Melanie like so easily. Like anything that Melanie does, I will like love it. Like they could scream and I'd be like, oh, that's my new ringtone. But like, I mean, for me, it's very much like I want a storyline in my performance, and all of Melanie's like songs are very suitable for that.
Mm.
And also just like the sound of like her music is very doll-esque, which tends to be what my aesthetic is. And so I just like appreciate her music so much. And I love her so much.
You know, Dana, you hear and see the creative drive behind drag. What can you tell people who are not familiar with that creativity?
Well, so first off, I just want to say, like, what we just got to hear right now was Bailey being 16 years old, right? Like, that is a 16-year-old response to, you know, what makes them feel connected to music, right? Mm-hmm. And so being able to actually see Bailey take the stage as Nemo or put on the persona of Nemo, you know, after they've, you know, spent hours designing an outfit and really been thoughtful about putting together a music mix and putting makeup on, and then seeing that kind of play out on the stage for an audience is no different than like the parents who finally get to see their kids score the winning touchdown.
Hmm.
Right. So this is Bailey's thing, right? This is the thing that makes Bailey feel connected to his community, the thing that makes Bailey feel like alive and appreciated as a kid. And it's Bailey sport, right? Or, you know, any of the other things that teenagers might be into.
There have been the critics, though, a Colorado congresswoman calling, the debutante ball exploitative, example of child grooming by LGBTQ adults. Dana, how do you respond to that?
I think that's an easy way for individuals or critics to go. And it really comes from a place of just not even understanding, and not because it is a queer art form, it ends up getting this tinted lens to it, which ends up, getting labeled things like grooming, right? As opposed to if it was a coach mentor for a football player or a baseball player, we wouldn't even put labels like that on the activities that were taking place, right? If they were all going off to a soccer tournament and other soccer performers were there encouraging them and giving them tips and really just being cheering them on, we would praise that. But because it's this queer art form, some individuals will start labeling it as, things that have a negative connotation.
Bailey, you were able to see the other four profiles of, teens who are maybe a bit in your place, some expressing themselves in other ways. What did you take away from those other teenage experiences, and did you develop friendships along the way at all with those other teens on the show?
Yeah. So I was able to connect to the other kids in a way that I hadn't before, because I was able to meet them out of drag, and then I was able to hang out with them in drag, and I was just able to spend time with them, and it was oh, you're into this as well? That's so cool. I have only met one other person that's into this that's my age. Oh my God, that's so cool that you are into this as much as I am. And I overthink about who I'm friends with very easily, because then I'm oh, are they friends with me because they have other friends as well? I don't know. I just overthink that very easily. But I would like to say that I am friends with Noah and Nabella, who are some of the other kids that are on the show. We went to New York recently, and we spent a lot of time with both of them, and it was just super fun to be able to hang out with them after filming at Denver.
Bailey Mosling with us, Madison area teen, part of the docu-series Generation Drag, his mother Dana Mosling as well. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Dana, Milwaukee's LGBTQ community has really been rocked recently by hate crimes against a transgender woman. And I'm just, do you have fears? Do you worry about threats against transgender people, people like Bailey?
Most definitely. I mean, absolutely. And most definitely in, some of our own legislation is, going to make it really tricky, not just for transgender adults, but for transgender youth and their families as well. And it's because of that that we have really worked at being as visible as we can be, so that we can spread awareness, so that people can gain an understanding that we are just a family that is doing the best that we can do to really truly honor the kiddo that shows up for us today, right? And just like any other family would. And we feel like we are capable of taking on that risk and the risks that come with being visible. Whereas that might not be something that other families are capable of doing at this point in time.
Bailey, as you look ahead, what's next for you?
I am looking at different places, different venues that are not based around alcohol, that I am able to like host family friendly shows at, have other drag youth performers come and perform for maybe the first time. I already have like hosting shows in the future, but I am really working on finding safe spaces, safe venues that younger people are able to come and feel safe at.
Bailey and Dana, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Bailey Mosling, Madison area teen drag queen performer, part of Generation Drag, the docuseries, is mother Dana Mosling, licensed professional counselor and marriage and family therapist. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update and a story from Wisconsin Life next here on the Ideas Network.